Jimena, what do these forms look like?
The forms come in a hefty envelope that says, "Do not destroy, official document." That's in all caps on the left-hand side in a little plastic window of the envelope. It says you've been selected to represent voters in your congressional district.
And when you open it, the name of the form is the 2020 Congressional District Census. But they're not from the U.S. Census Bureau. They're actually from the Republican National Committee. They've been circulating in at least three counties in Pennsylvania. And they've got politicians and census advocates worried.
We're concerned because in Delaware County, we've been working hard since last year to ensure a more complete count.
Why is the RNC sending out forms now? And why is it legal? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Jimena Conde is a reporter for WHYY. Jimena, how did you hear about these forms?
So Democratic Congresswoman Madeline Dean, who represents parts of Berks and Montgomery counties, sent out a warning to her constituents. She had heard people in her counties had gotten forms called the 2020 Congressional District Census. And they include questions like this one. Do you approve or disapprove of the Democrats' never-ending witch hunt to destroy President Trump? And then another question asks, do you believe the national media has a strong bias against all things Donald Trump and Republican, and it fails to tell America's voters the real facts about Republican policies, principles, goals, and accomplishments?
This sounds like a survey asking whether or not you're voting for President Trump.
Yes, and that's why Dean takes issue with calling this a census.
If the Republican Party was really just interested in information, polling information, you wouldn't go to these lengths to embold, say, I hope you'll complete this 2020 Congressional District Census.
And Robin Kolodny, who's the chair of Temple University's Political Science Department, says it's not just a survey.
They're hoping they're going to get money, that at the end of answering the five questions, you'll say, you know, to make sure that we keep these public officials in check, we'd appreciate your donation or whatever, you know, help us fight the cause. That kind of thing usually is what wraps it up.
So they're calling it a census, but it's really something else. Does the form say what its purpose is?
So there are a couple of giveaways that this is a political mailer. It includes a letter from the RNC chairwoman explaining the responses will help the party win the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. And at the very top, it says the form is commissioned by the Republican Party. Local Republicans argue that this is clearly a political mailing. I talked to Julia Vahey. She's the executive director of the Montgomery County Republican Committee.
Nowhere on here does it say that it is official or commissioned by the U.S. government. It doesn't have any seals or official government markings to it at all. It's clearly from a political party.
She also doesn't buy the argument that the Republican questionnaire will lower participation in the census.
We obviously support, you know, everyone participating in the census and, you know, participating in the official census.
But Madeline Dean argues the RNC Congressional District Census is confusing to some people. And she worries about the consequences that could have.
The big risk is that people will fill this out and believe they have completed the census. They'll say, oh, I already got that done. Then there will be a resultant undercount.
So let's step back for a minute, Jimena. The census happens every 10 years, and we're obviously in a census year. And there's always been this big push to have everybody fill out a census form. Why?
The count is used to determine federal funding for schools, roads, and hospitals. The state gets about $27 billion in federal funding every year because of the count. And politically, it's used to divide the 435 seats in Congress among the 50 states. So it helps determine Pennsylvania's political power, too. If there's an undercount, that means Pennsylvania is essentially leaving money on the table for the next 10 years.
Wow. And when is the census?
Most households in Pennsylvania will be able to complete the form online by mid-March, and that's actually why census advocates are so upset, because the timing of this Republican National Committee form is so close to census time.
Yeah, yeah. So if they know that this is a census year, why is the Republican National Committee sending these forms with a similar name?
I reached out to the RNC, and they declined to comment on the record. But Kolodny, the political science professor at Temple, says it's basically a marketing technique.
People trying to make their logos look similar to whatever the popular brand is, even though it's not the same thing, you use the same colors. It's this kind of thing. What a direct mailer is trying to do is use any gimmick they can think of to get you to read it.
Making the mailer look official at a time when people are expecting official mail makes it more likely that folks will open your form.
But is this legal?
Yes, it's legal. I talked to Paul Smith. He's an attorney at the Campaign Legal Center, and he says Republicans can send these mailers out because they're protected by the First Amendment.
While it's totally sleazy, anybody who reads it can't really think it's coming from the Census Bureau. It says about 10 times that it's from the Republican National Committee and it's asking for contributions.
The U.S. Postal Service also reviewed the mailing and said it was not fraudulent.
Things designed to get people to open envelopes and read by themselves don't amount to mail fraud. If it's clear by the time you've done the reading what the thing is and what you're being asked to do.
Still, it's worth mentioning that this isn't the first time the RNC has sent out a congressional district census.
Hmm.
They sent out a similar mailing close to the 2010 census, and that prompted a response from lawmakers in D.C. They even passed a law that tried to prevent deceptive census lookalikes from being sent out. But the law is narrow and only prohibits mailers from using the term census on the envelope or packaging. And the mailer the RNC is sending right now does not say census on the envelope.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to WHYY reporter Jimena Condi about a survey form being distributed by the Republican Party that some census advocates say has the potential to mislead people. So are people saying they're confused about what this Republican form is?
When I published my first story about this, a lot of readers said they'd gotten one in the mail. And, you know, they threw them out after a closer look. But just last week, Delaware County census officials started hearing from people claiming that they had already filled out the census form. I spoke with a woman from Philadelphia who called Madeline Dean's office after she heard a news story about the confusion over the RNC survey.
My antenna went up. I said, oh my gosh, what did I fill out?
Her name is Denise. She's 71 years old and retired. She asked us not to use her last name because she's worried this story could make her a target for scams. Denise completed a community survey she got in the mail.
It came with a nice glossy fold out with information printed in 6 different languages.
But when she heard the reports about a misleading census, she started to doubt the legitimacy of what she'd filled out.
What kind of questions did they ask you?
The size of your home. How many are you the only person living in your home? Has anybody else lived in your home?
Some of these questions were very detailed, asking how much she brought in terms of earnings, and it even asked her how many rooms were in her house.
My concerns were, well, okay, if this isn't the official census, who did I just email this information to? And what are they going to do with this information?
And it's important to note that Denise did not fill out an RNC form. In her case, she filled out a form from the Census Bureau called the American Community Survey. It's an annual survey that the Bureau sends out to select households. When Denise got it in the mail, she was a little skeptical because she'd never filled one of these forms before. She'd never even heard of it. Then she heard Madeline Dean's warning on the radio, and that's when she started to question what she'd filled out.
This is really interesting, Jimena, because Madeline Dean was trying to warn people, but in issuing this warning, she was just adding another level of confusion for people, it sounds like.
Ironically, that's what happened with Denise. On top of that, she said the whole experience made her more skeptical about opening her mail from now on. And that's exactly why advocates are worried about this.
Why?
I spoke with Michael Rank. He's the chair of the Delaware County Complete Count Committee for the 2020 Census. These are committees that are trying to get the word out and encourage their residents to fill out the form. Rank says confusion of any kind about what's real and what's not when it comes to the census is a big concern.
Because in Delaware County, the estimates are that for every person who does not respond to the census, it's approximately $2,000 in funding that Delaware County will miss out on.
Another thing, this is happening at a time of a lot of uncertainty about the census. You may remember the Trump administration tried to place the controversial citizenship question on the census form,
right,
which people feared would reduce participation among undocumented people in the country. The question didn't make it to the final version of the form, but many advocates worry that the damage has already been done. There's also the fact that this is the first time you can fill out the census form online. A lot of people I've spoken with have been concerned about their data and how secure their information is going to be. But the Bureau insists that everyone's data will be secure. But still, you can understand how advocates are concerned that these things might be creating confusion on multiple levels.
Well, Jimena, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this today.
Thank you.
That was WHYY reporter Jimena Condi. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Joel Wolfram, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Our intern is Kelly Brennan. Have you received an RNC survey form in the mail? Tell me about it on Twitter. I'm at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.